Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Sorry, I missed your show this morning.
Let's catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Todd, when you were shroomed up, did you watch any drunk grizzlies get hit by a train? It'd be cool if you saw that and thought it was a and thought you were shrooming.
Oh yeah,
but in Montana, it's happening. How are they getting drunk? Yeah. Is it fermented fruit?
Yep.
Is that what it is? Okay.
And then they're just getting on these train tracks and not moving.
Oh, because they're going, dude, man, it's your train coming.
Fermented grain.
Man, how far does a grizzly bear fly get hit by a train, man?
It depends on how fast that train's going.
Can you imagine a guy in front of that train, too, and they see it, and they can't stop, you know, not that, you know.
No.
And just all of a sudden, oh, here goes, bear.
Oh, wow. Some of them are just sleeping on the tracks.
63 grizzlies have been hit by trains and killed along a section of railroad near Glacier National Park.
In their defense, do grizzlies know the train's coming if they're sober? You know what I mean?
You would think they probably got a better shot.
Yeah, they have some sort of awareness.
Yeah, you would think they would hear something and
but
feel
they
the vibration.
They can hear it and still just stand. Do they know it's coming right at them, you know?
Are they normally heavy sleepers, or is that just hibernation?
Oh, I love this line. Many of them likely died during a drunken attempt to outrun the trains.
There you go. So they're just like, the last thing a drunken grizzly says is watch this.
Right? Yeah. There. Hold my grain.
Yeah. Where's the fermented fruit? Just stuff laying around. They start drinking it and get high and get drunk. Like prison wine, basically.
Grain spilled from rail cars along the track.
Moisture from the snow and rain ferments it in place. Yeah, and then they eat it and drunk bears.
Yeah. Drink the purple snow. The yellow snow is piss. That's what they say. Drink the purple snow. It's good stuff, man.
I wonder if you encounter a drunk bear, how much that changes what you're supposed to do. They're like, play dead.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm drunk, man.
Yeah.
There aren't rules here.
Yeah, I'm thinking rules go out the window then.
Does it make it more aggressive or less?
Or the bear just sees you and points and laughs and walks away like, dude.
Right. He wants to hang out.
Wonder if bears react differently.
Yeah. You know? Well, I wonder if they're like humans. Some, you know, right. Some of them are angry drunks. Some of them are, you know.
Friendly drunks.
Lovey, give me a hug drunk.
Yeah.
Like
Todd. Sorry about your neck there. I forgot I had claws.
Or does it depend upon what kind of fermented grain they may have
eaten? Yeah.
True.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
You know, fermented grain versus fermented agave, you know. Maybe tequila doesn't mix well
and
with
And do they even
grizzlies.
Study that? Because wouldn't PETA be mad if you're just feeding wine to bears to study it, you know?
Probably.
Yeah, they would.
Probably have a problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, do they study the drunken bears, you know?
That'd be a tough study.
Your dad's probably hung out with a few drunk bears before, Nick.
Yeah.
I love this. They say 3 have been killed so far this year, but 2019 was a record year when 8 grizzlies in 1 year were killed by trains.
Okay, so the
You think they're trying to cross the track before it, you know, like, hang on, dude, up, I'm going to get there.
I'll be right there.
The 63 number is since 1980.
Yeah.
So do they automatically test the bears for alcohol content when they get hit?
I imagine they do some kind of autopsy on him.
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
be pretty easy to find
because
out.
You could just find, oh, this bear's not drunk. He's just stupid.
But you know? But okay. why would, but then, you know, I have to wonder why
told
would.
Told him to stop.
Yeah.
Why would blood alcohol testing be the thing that they would just always run on a dead grizzly bear?
That's,
like,
that's exactly, boys. That's what I'm thinking. Why would you even look into that?
Yeah.
The bear wasn't driving anywhere.
Well, apparently they've been looking into that since 1980.
Yeah.
Where they thought it was, that they probably found.
Nick had a good point. Yeah. He might have been on a bike, like a zoo. Maybe it was a circus bear.
Bear.
I'm sure they found fermented grain along the train tracks.
Yeah, they probably did find the grain near the tracks, and then they kind of started putting two and two together.
You know what? Is it Montana or Montana State's the Grizzlies, Todd?
Montana is the Grizzlies.
Yeah, you got to add the drunken Grizzlies. That's what you got to be, man. The Montana Drunken Grizzlies. Right.
Like the Fighting Irish, the Drunken Grizzlies.
Game day was there last year, Montana versus Montana State. Remember, it was like 40 below zero. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, there was a Corso sickle.
Corso was sitting there saying, I wish I was a drunk bear right now. This is horrible. I remember that. It was a barren wasteland.
It was
of
like
cold,
two.
Man.
I think,
know.
When they went on the air, it was like 2 degrees.
I remember that game.
And I know they got heaters up under that desk, but still, Corso's ancient.
And it was two.
Put him back in the trailer.
They're pretty bound up pretty good, though, in coach, so it can't be that, you know. The heaters can't work too much, you know.
But still, man. Putting Corso out in that was just ridiculous.
Was that game in Missoula or Bozeman?
Sure.
Don't remember. Yeah, one of those two.
One of those two.
Montana State's in Bozeman, and they're the Bobcats, I think.
Well, remember they play this year. Last year was the other place, I'm sure. But the Drunken Grizzlies. I love that story, man. You know, feel bad for the Grizzlies, but at least they died drunk, you know.
Well, bears are huge. They'd have to braid a ton of grain to get drunk.
Yeah. Is it the same, though, with the weight on a human?
Because
maybe we metabolize alcohol better than bears do, you know?
Well, and they're not.
You're not
also,
your average bear.
You would think that a grizzly bear doesn't have any tolerance either. So a little bit might go a long way.
True.
Do grizzly bears take advantage of each other when one of them is drunk?
Well,
get over here.
Some kinds of bears do.
Get over here, mama.
If the cave is a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
That's a good point, Nick, about the drunken bear. You probably want a drunken bear because a regular bear is going to kill you. We know that, and viciously. So a drunken bear, you might have a shot. Like
if it's a mean drunker, it might be slower. It's not as steady on its feet.
Right, right.
Yeah, but it might be more inclined.
You run behind a tree. He might run right into a tree chasing you.
Right.
That's it.
Is he going to try to climb a tree?
You probably can run from a drunken bear more than you can. You can't run from regular bears.
No, I think a drunken bear would still catch you.
But he might hit a tree. Yeah. He might hit a tree, though. He might just go boing
like a
cartoon.
It's not
going
to be as coordinated as a sober bear.
I wouldn't count on that. I wouldn't go running through the forest.
Well, but
just counting on the bear running
maybe,
into a tree.
True, but the playing dead situation, maybe all bears, if it's drunk, he might hang around just eat you.
Well, we know for certain that if you have a better chance against a drunk bear than a coked up bear. Because we've seen the evidence of
what
happens to cocaine,
when
a bear eats a bunch of cocaine.
Right.
Killing rampage.
We do know that.
They get very angry. They can climb trees. They kill everything in sight, and it's gory. So you'd rather have a drunk bear than a coked up bear.
Yeah.
We know that.
Pretty much.
If these trains just like obliterate these bears on the track.
Oh,
do they
I'm sure
stop?
They do.
Oh,
they've
sure.
got they've got somewhere to go.
It's a spectacular splat.
I'm sure they try to stop, but you know, it takes a long time to stop a train.
Well, you just call a park ranger and be like, hey, dead bear.
Yeah,
we're
sure
going to Bozeman.
I'm sure there's some kind of protocol that you gotta go through.
That bear.
Right. You know, if you whack a bear on the railroad tracks.
But do they do that if they hit a deer?
Your dad whacked a few bears too, I'm sure, by the way.
Like if a train hits a deer, are they going to stop their whole operation?
No, probably not for a deer, but certainly for a grizzly bear.
Nick seems to have installed the dad gay bear joke filter on his headphones. He's just moving right on
he
past
hears
him.
It. It's like Nick.
just sliding like Nick, right off his back.
Yeah, I love your dad, man.
Just like just
lots of sliding off backs.
It's an Allen family tradition.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, it's deja vu to make these jokes, by the way, these bear jokes. So they figured out deja vu is scientific.
Yeah,
is it? Because my deja vu moments for most people are for me, they're a lot of times they're not important points in life. Like you just saw something and you go, oh, that happened before.
That reminds me of something.
But it's also something sometimes just nondescript, everyday things.
Yeah.
It's not like, I remember when, it like, for me, it's not, they're not, do they describe them as average day things? Because that's what they are with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I think I've done this before. Not, yeah. I haven't done something major, important before. Oh, I think I walked around the corner and that person was sitting there having that and that TV was on. Just, oh, that's weird.
For me, it's like right. I'll see something through my eyes and there'll just be that flash of a moment like
this happened before.
I've seen this exact scene through my eyes before.
Been here before.
Yeah.
I used to get that sitting in the cube all the time and be like, oh, I feel like this happened before. Like, oh, it did.
Yeah.
Like yesterday and an hour ago and probably an hour from now.
Well, in this article,
is it actual memories?
They don't have a solid, explanation for it, but there are some proposed theories. And more to what this hit me was, apparently they're like, if you're having deja vu all the time,
right,
it can be a warning sign of things you need to get diagnosed.
I suppose.
But they say that one of the theories is it may be linked to how memories are processed in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
They think it might involve delays or errors in memory retrieval.
Well, we might be just a complete computer program. We don't know.
Glitch in the matrix.
We might not even be alive, right?
Yeah.
That's the freakiest one. Do shrooms or think about that, Todd. We're just a matrix, we're a computer program, doesn't matter.
Could be.
Yeah. It says, regardless of precise mechanism, deja vu is a transient and common experience that lasts only briefly, affecting people of all ages.
And their common experience is right.
Not considered a pathological condition.
Yeah, because special stuff, you're going to remember.
Of course you are.
Going to remember. Yes, certainly I've been here before, but deja vu,
always remember. Really? Yeah. You're going to remember? Oh, you forgot 9/11? Yeah.
No Things way. Seem what? Oddly yeah. familiar. With deja
That's it,
vu.
But it's a weird, but it's just an everyday scene, though. You're right.
60-70% of people in good health experience some form of deja vu in their lifetime, they say.
But if you're getting it a lot,
if it's happening a lot, they say, you need to go to the doctor because it could be epilepsy, it could be migraines, could be temporal lobe epilepsy, schizophrenia, or anxiety and stress. And
I don't buy that.
Those are things that.
Because here's the deal with this show. And what we've been doing for so long, the majority of us, I know Nick's been over there most, you do a lot of things that are repetitive, but you don't know. Like, I remember, and it might have happened before on the show, so that stuff pops up a lot. Like,
we
sit
here in the same seats making bear jokes.
Right. But I mean, like a certain guest or something like that, little things. So for me, deja vu is just a habit of this job. Doing it for so long. I think any job you'd have that deja vu. Why are you schizo?
You have a reasonable excuse for it. You have a reasonable explanation
A lot of people have jobs. They do the same thing a lot.
Yeah. You know, they sit in the same place and sit at the same
place. I'll email everybody stories and say, did we do this one already? But that's just an accumulation. That's just a memory thing. I don't remember.
And we have a plausible explanation for that, too.
Right. It's Todd.
Right, drugs. I thought I'd seen something at somebody that said deja vu. There was somebody thought it could be like just – you see something, and it's just like a processing thing where it takes it a second longer to go through your brain. So by the time you actually like absorb it in your head, you have already seen it because you just saw it.
Yeah,
you think it's actually right then. Well, that's weirder than that. Because I always thought it was something that happened in the past.
Yeah, it says other theories might suggest that it's the brain processing information through multiple pathways simultaneously, and all of these complex the way the memories are stored and interconnected things in the brain, and it's a lot of words.
Yeah, but I think a lot of times I've had deja vu. I'm pretty sure where I remembered when it did happen before.
Yeah.
So I think that does. I mean, it did actually happen.
Does that count as deja vu? Then that's just a memory.
I don't know.
I don't know, and with the ones where they say you should go get diagnosed, they say if you're experiencing frequent or distressing deja vu episodes, especially if it's accompanied by other weird things, you know, that could be brain associated, they say, yeah, go see a doctor.
We should put on some Crosby, Stills, Nash, you know, and get baked and continue this discussion
and restart this whole thing.
I love Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, man. Yeah. I'm in, Nick. All right.
Wasn't that first track off of So Far? Isn't that Deja Vu?
Deja Vu, right. Yeah. Yeah. Great song.
We've all been here before.
We've all been here before, yeah.
In this park.
Yeah.
Tripping balls.
Telling gay jokes about bears. Yeah. Right. I remember I did that before.
Right. And we'll do it again.
Why does it feel like this happened before?
Because it did. And the audience sometimes knows that,
when's
too.
When's your dad coming back for the holidays?
Long-time listeners will go, I think I heard that joke. Yeah, you did. It was 98, I remember.
Yeah.
It's cataloged.
You only heard it once?
You do this show for 30 years, you're going to hear it, the same joke over the years. And you can catalog it, you know. I don't want to see that. Because there's new listeners every time.
Drop us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.